Carlson, Biden DOJ punishing those who criticize the Chinese government, we will throw you in jail. By Jeff Poor on July 12, 2022. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson speculated the reasoning behind some of the Biden administration's actions, including the Justice Department charging former Trump aides Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, was to show favor to the communist Chinese government. Carlson also commented on the revelations tied to Hunter Biden's business dealings and tied it to why the Chinese government has this outsized influence over President Joe Biden. Transcript as follows. Carlson, we told you about this on Friday night and then over the weekend, we put it into some context. So, we will summarize the story for you once more. Last summer, a group of American intelligence analysts working for the U.S. government issued a report on the origins of COVID. They've been asked to and they did. These people work at CIA, NSA, a bunch of other agencies. And they concluded that the coronavirus may very well have been manufactured in a lab by the Chinese military. It turns out, that's not a talk radio conspiracy theory. As a factual matter, it's a very real possibility. And if it's true, if that's what happened and again, many highly informed people believe that's exactly what happened. That would mean the Chinese government is responsible for killing millions of people around the world and would also raise questions, obvious questions about motive. Why would China unleash a deadly virus on the globe? To the American mind, that is an unimaginable thing to do. But the Chinese government thinks very differently from the way that we think, and here's why. America has been the dominant power in the world for more than 100 years, since the end of the First World War, when Europe destroyed itself. Empires destroying themselves always paves way for new empires, something we should keep in mind at the moment. So, American attitudes about everything are shaped by generations of casual affluence. We're in charge and we always will be in charge. That's what all of us assume. But the Chinese government does not assume this about us or them. Until fairly recently, China was a poor country. There are still millions of living Chinese who remember seeing their neighbors starve to death during famines. As a result of that experience, China is very aggressive and very ambitious in ways that your average State Department official from Bethesda could not begin to comprehend. So, would a government like that use COVID as a bioweapon? Well, why wouldn't it? The coronavirus reshuffled the global order. It crushed the American economy. It made China preeminent. If China takes over the world and that appears to be coming, COVID will be one of the main reasons it was able to. So, by definition, you would think we would want to know where COVID came from. That's a meaningful question, but Joe Biden doesn't want to know. He ignored the report he ordered. He ignored the findings of his own intelligence agencies. That's bizarre when you think about it, and if you think that's weird, how about this? This February, Biden canceled a counter-espionage program called the China Initiative. Now, the point of that program was stopping the rampant threat of our national security secrets by the government of China. But the White House decided to very little fanfare that somehow that program was racist and therefore it had to end. That means the Chinese government can now spy and steal with impunity. Not since Franklin Roosevelt colluded with Joseph Stalin has an American president done anything like that, but Joe Biden didn't hesitate. And then he kept doing things like this. Now, Biden says he plans to end tariffs against China. Tariffs that Donald Trump put in place and that China has been complaining about ever since. And not only is Joe Biden ending tariffs against China, Joe Biden's Justice Department has just arrested the man responsible for those tariffs. His name is Peter Navarro. He was the most effective China hawk in the Trump administration. Last month, Peter Navarro was handcuffed at a Washington, D.C. airport and dragged to jail in leg irons. Why? Supposedly because of January 6th. But Peter Navarro had literally nothing to do with January 6th. He wasn't even there, but Joe Biden didn't stop there. Steve Bannon was the other notable voice in the Trump administration, warning about the growing power and malicious intent of the Chinese government. In November of last year, Steve Bannon was also arrested by the Biden Justice Department, also on absurd pretexts. So, take a step back. What's the message here? Well, it's unmistakable. Don't criticize the Chinese government, or we will throw you in jail. Now, if you happen to be watching all this from Beijing, as Chinese leaders definitely have been, you would be applauding. Joe Biden just arrested your loudest critics. How gratifying is that? Things are going well for you. You already control Canada, whose brain-dead prime minister is effectively a Chinese lackey. Now the most powerful country in the world is doing exactly what you want it to do. You'd be thrilled by this. You'd be especially thrilled to see Joe Biden destroy America's single greatest asset, which is its domestic energy supply, and make the United States entirely dependent on Chinese technology for wind and solar projects. If you're the Chinese government, this is the masterstroke. This is the checkmate. Once you control a country's energy grid, you control that country. And you would know that because you didn't go to Yale Law School and you know something about reality as a result. And by the way, if you're watching all this from Beijing, you would find it especially amusing to have the President of the United States sell you his country's strategic petroleum reserve, even as he declared oil and gas off-limits to his own population. If you could pull that off, you would know you were entirely in charge of the U.S. government. You could make Joe Biden do anything, but of course, you already knew that because you've seen it in action. When American forces left Afghanistan, Joe Biden turned over Afghanistan's entire mineral wealth, which is vast, to the Chinese government. That would include gold and coal and oil and gas, lithium, rare earth minerals, resources the United States needs to make smartphones, automobiles, power our energy grid. But Joe Biden handed all of that to the government of China, and then he kept going. Biden also dropped the Trump administration's efforts to ban Chinese surveillance programs that pose as social media apps. That means WeChat and TikTok. Then Biden approved licenses for Huawei, which is controlled by the Chinese government to buy auto chips. That gives the Chinese government even deeper control over the automotive supply chain in this country, one of our last manufacturing sectors. And then as a humiliating flourish, a deep and groveling kowtow, Joe Biden signed a so-called climate pledge with China. China will ignore this pledge, obviously, they already are ignoring it. But we will take the pledge seriously because that's the kind of country we are, and that pledge will further cripple our domestic energy production because that's what it was designed to do. It's all pretty amazing when you think about it, when you put it in context. Whatever helps the Chinese government, Joe Biden has dutifully done. Whatever hurts America's most important strategic interests, he has also done. But why has he done this? How did the Chinese government wind up with so much control over the United States president, over Joe Biden's behavior? We've been mulling that for more than a year, and that's why since October of 2020, we have been on the Hunter Biden laptop story, because that seems like the key to this question: how the Chinese government got so much control over Joe Biden. Now the tech companies have tried to censor that story at every turn. They're doing so again tonight, and it's not surprising why. They're beholden to China as well, but we've continued to pull those threads, so has the Daily Mail. In April, the Daily Mail reported that a whistleblower was in possession of 450 gigabytes of deleted material from Hunter Biden's laptop. The whistleblower's name is Jack Maxey. He'd gone to Switzerland, fearing retaliation. We wanted to know more, so in April, we flew to Zurich to meet Jack Maxey. Here's part of what he told us. Begin video clip. Carlson, so, you've taken a look at the laptop and you now believe that there are deleted files on that laptop that nobody else has seen, but that you have found and seen. Describe how you found these files. Jack Maxey, journalist, well, my first purpose of this trip was to get 128,000 emails, of which 120,000 were in archives on the original visible portion of it, and to catalog all of the text messages, which most of which are also in archives, and we did that relatively quickly. I was just going to make copies for the Senate, the House and all the state AGs and see if maybe local sheriffs could start enforcing the laws that the feds wouldn't. And about day five of this process, one of my guys said, "Hey, Jack, I feel like there's more on here. Do you mind if I try some little tricks?" And I said, "Sure, go ahead." And within 15 minutes, he's like, "Oh, my God. We just got 10, you know, 10 gigabytes of this, 5 gigabytes of this, that and the other thing." Ultimately, we ended up with over 100,000 more emails that we've been able to scrape out of it, 80,000 images and videos. End video clip. Carlson, so, you can say what you want about Jack Maxey and you can dismiss him by calling him names. But the story he was telling was really interesting. Tantalizing, in fact, given what we already knew was on the laptop. But for some reason, No one in law enforcement appeared to be listening or even care. But the Daily Mail kept going on this. Recently, they said they gained access to a backup of Hunter Biden's iPhone from the laptop, and it's a good thing they did. It turned out to be a trove of fascinating information. It included a voicemail from Joe Biden to his son talking about a story in the New York Times about Hunter Biden's business dealings in China. Here's part of it. Begin audio clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States, hey pal. It's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just want to talk to you. I thought the article released online it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times was good. I think you're clear. Anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you. End audio clip. Carlson, so, the context for that is complicated. Here's what's not complicated. Joe Biden has said on the record repeatedly that he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings with China. That proves Joe Biden was lying, and we have a lot more on this coming up, but just know that. That voicemail, which apparently is real, proves that Joe Biden knew about his son's business dealings with China. That ought to be enough to spur a wave of media inquiries to the White House. Why did you lie to us? You haven't seen that. Now, the Times piece you just heard Joe Biden reference was published on December 12, 2018. The story reported on Hunter's dealings with a man called Yi Jianming. He led the SFC China Energy Company until 2018. At that point, he was arrested on charges of corruption and economic crimes by the Chinese government, which is never a good thing. He hasn't been seen since. The government of China has seized most of SFC's assets. One of his top deputies, called Patrick Ho, was also convicted in New York of bribing African officials to help Iran avoid oil sanctions. What a group. These are Hunter Biden's business friends. So, why would Joe Biden have any interest in this? Why would he be concerned about a New York Times story on SFC and Hunter Biden? Well, it could be for the obvious reason. Joe Biden himself was making money from this, from SFC, lots of money. According to emails obtained by the New York Post from Hunter Biden's laptop in October of 2020, one of Hunter Biden's business partners, James Gillier, explained that Joe Biden would receive a 10% stake in SFC. The equity will be distributed as follows. He wrote, 20 to Hunter, 20 to Rob Walker, 20 to Gillier himself, 20 to Tony Bobulinski, 10 to Jimmy Biden, that would be the president's brother, and 10% held for the big guy. The big guy. So, Tony Bobulinski, whom we interviewed for a full hour, he got a 20% stake of the deal, told us that there was no question the big guy is who he so obviously is. That would be Joe Biden. This arrangement meant millions of Chinese dollars for Hunter and Joe Biden. In early 2017, just a few weeks after Biden left the White House, the first time, a company controlled by Yi called State Energy HK sent $6 million in wire transfers to Robinson Walker LLC. Robinson Walker LLC was controlled by Rob Walker, one of Hunter Biden's business partners. Then in June of 2017, Hunter Biden emailed Yi demanding $10 million more as seed money for a new company called Sinohawk Holdings. In August of 2017, another Hunter Biden-controlled company called Hudson West received a $5 million wire from SFC. SFC also paid Hunter Biden's law firm, Owasco, nearly $5 million. These are according to bank records reviewed by Senate investigators. Let me just pause here for a moment. In their details, these stories bear a striking resemblance to the Russiagate insanity that we were dragged through for years. Remember, they go on TV and bore you for an hour with how all these things fit together and then this money went that way, but in the end, there was nothing there. Operating on the theory, which isn't really a theory, it's true that they always accuse you of exactly what they themselves are doing. It's kind of striking that the truth about what the Biden family, the president, his son and his brother, Jimmy, it's almost exactly what they accuse the Trumps of doing. Except in the case the Bidens, they really were getting rich from a foreign power that means us harm, and it's not Russia, which is globally almost irrelevant. It's China, which is now preeminent. So, to continue with the details, Owasco, in turn, sent the $1.4 million to Lionhall Consulting. That was a consulting firm run by Jimmy Biden, the former nightclub owner, the president's brother and his wife. And that was just the beginning of the arrangement. Emails unearthed by the New York Post found that someone called the chairman, that would be Yi, promised to pay Hunter Biden $10 million a year, and we're quoting, introductions alone. In other words, leveraging his father's position in government to get rich. That's illegal, right? It's also a violation of the FARA Act, which the Biden administration has been enforcing against its political enemies. So, Hunter Biden wrote to a SFC official that Yi had amended the deal to provide for a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement. These payments continued even after SFC's leaders were arrested on corruption charges. Hunter was paid another $1 million to represent Yi's deputy, Patrick Ho, even though he had no criminal defense experience because he was a lawyer, because he went to Yale Law School, because he's a genius, the one that your kids can't get into because they're not as smart as Hunter Biden. Well, this is one corrupt system the Bidens sit on top of. And if that's not enough, Hunter once referred to Patrick Ho, and we're quoting, as the effing spy chief of China, according to leaked audio obtained by Real Clear Politics. So here you have the president's son who is talking to his dad about his business deal with China, admitting the guy he is dealing with is the Chinese government spy chief. It's almost unbelievable. Joe Biden has sort of been asked about this. His response? I didn't know anything. Watch. Begin video clip. Peter Ducey, Fox News Channel White House correspondent. Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings? Joe Biden, D., then candidate for President of the United States. I've never spoke to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. End video clip. Carlson, oh, you lie, and now you've been caught lying. So, after the voicemail we played a moment ago, surfaced a few weeks ago proving that Biden lied, the White House was asked about this, not the president directly, but his publicist, the glass ceiling breaking publicist they are always bragging about. Watch the response. Begin video clip. Ducey, why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president had said he has never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings? Karina Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary. Well, first, I'll say that what the president said stands. So, if that's what the president said, that is what stands, and secondly. Ducey, he's leaving a voicemail. Jean-Pierre, but secondly. Ducey, the New York Times article. Jean-Pierre, but secondly. Ducey, concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings. And he said, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings? Jean-Pierre, we're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop. I will, I'm not. Ducey, so, are you disputing it was his voice on the voicemail? Jean-Pierre, I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop. It's not happening. Ducey, are you disputing then that it is not? Jean-Pierre, Peter, I refer you to his son's representative. End video clip. Carlson, alleged materials. So, they can get away with that because no major news organization in the United States picked up the thread. We tried to. We are a talk show. We flew to Zurich because we thought, wow, maybe there's something there. But the big newspapers completely ignored this. Even though it's been out there for a year and a half, and it's obvious it's not just about Hunter Biden being a crackhead who liked hookers. It's about the Biden family, including the President of the United States' business dealings with the government of China, which seeks to displace the United States globally. So, because no news organizations would take this up and because law enforcement agencies seem completely uninterested, the FBI has had a copy of this laptop for years now and done nothing with it. It has fallen to people like Jack Maxey to find out what this is about. So, on Sunday, a programmer who worked with Maxey, he posted a live stream video outlining his intention of dropping Hunter Biden's entire hard drive online, along with clues for users to break into the iPhone and iPad backups. He put it on 4chan, which is some sort of website that is basically not very moderated, and it's kind of website of last resort for people who want to get information out there, but can't because everything is so completely censored at this point. So even on 4chan, the moderators quickly took these links down, but internet users are already seeding the contents of the backups on torrent sites. Bottom line, this is going to live online forever. It's not going away. Now, was it real? We have no reason to believe any of these data are fabricated. We've not independently verified them. We're not putting some of this stuff on the air. It's salacious, but it's pretty obvious that the materials we've looked at are real. At the same time, it's becoming clear that Maxey and his former coder are the only two people making any progress in investigating Hunter Biden's criminal activity. Again, the FBI has done nothing since obtaining the hard drive years ago. Meanwhile, it's raiding people's houses because they, what? Supported Trump in the last election? And the tech companies, as always, are on board. On China's side, once again, censoring any discussion of Hunter Biden's activities. Criminal activity, some of which are on video, and if you don't believe it, try yourself. Type in Hunter Biden weighing crack on the scale which is out there. Type it into Google and see what happens. You'll get obscure results from random YouTube channels. When you click on Google's news tab, nothing from an American media publication appears. They're stepping on the scale. They're censoring information, as they have from the very beginning. Why are they doing that? Because it matters, that's why. It's not about whether Biden was a druggie. Yes, he was, with a screwed-up personal life and a weird personal life. Yes, knew that. That's not what it's about. They're not protecting Hunter Biden. They're protecting this administration, and they're trying to prevent you from understanding this administration's posture toward China. Among the latest findings, as reported by Andrew Kerr at the Washington Examiner, are that Joe Biden wired $100,000 to Hunter Biden during the same time frame Hunter Biden spent over $30,000 on Russian escorts who may very well be linked to an Eastern European human trafficking ring. That's a lot like that, but again, the real story is not that Hunter Biden is a crackhead who liked prostitutes and underage girls. Although that appears to be very true and law enforcement should look into it. But for the rest of us, that's not the real story. The real story is that the Biden family was getting rich from business with our enemies. They were selling access to the U.S. government to China, and that is a crime. It's certainly a moral crime. As recently as 2020, Joe Biden denied that he or his family had made any money from China. Watch this. Begin video clip. Kristen Welker, NBC News, Vice President Biden. There have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical? Biden, nothing was unethical. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China? I have not had, the only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China. End video clip. Carlson, so, you spent so much time noting Joe Biden's creeping senility that you can overlook the fact that in his lucid moments, he's a liar, just flat-out liar. That's a lie. In fact, it's a lie so obvious even the Washington Post, which has carried water for Biden since the very beginning, had to correct it. According to the Washington Post, over the course of 14 months, the Chinese energy conglomerate that would be SFC and its executives paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and his uncle. That would be Jimmy Biden, the former nightclub owner. Are these guys experts on energy? What are they experts on? Nothing. Leveraging the U.S. government for personal profit. That's it. And it's not just SFC that funded the Bidens. In all, Hunter Biden made more than $30 million from entities affiliated with China's communist government. Hunter Biden's biggest deal with China involved a Chinese investment fund called Bohai Harvest RSD or BHR. In December of 2013, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew to Beijing. It was a government trip on a government plane, and that's when Hunter introduced his father to a BHR executive. Again, that's a flat-out violation of law. You can't take Air Force 2 to China to lobby on behalf of the Chinese government, your own father. Full-on crime. The Bidens denied it. But Hunter eventually took a 10% stake in that company, a stake worth about $20 million. Then a Chinese company called Harvest Global wired another $5 million to another company controlled by Hunter Biden, this one called Burnham Asset Management. He's got more companies than your average mafia's don. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Hunter Biden reached out directly to the firm's chairman and said the investment and we're quoting would be important to the Biden family. Biden family, including his dad, the Vice President of the United States. So, what's in it for Harvest Global? Well, per the Free Beacon. Biden put together a financial proposal for Burnham to pitch to Harvest that promised Washington, D.C. access for investors. They're selling influence with the U.S. government. Again, not to Belgium, not to Swaziland, to China, the country that has the United States in its sights. They want to displace us as the leader of the world. And they will be cruel masters if they're ever able to do that. Hunter Biden also co-founded a firm famously called Rosemont Realty. This is a good one. Rosemont Realty owns commercial buildings all over the United States. Now, a Hong Kong-based firm called Gemini Investments later snapped up Rosemont Realty. Gemini was controlled at the time by Sino-Ocean Land that was chaired by the head of China Ocean Shipping Corporation, or COSCO. As Peter Schweitzer reported, Japanese government agencies report that Chinese intelligence services are closely linked to COSCO. Well, of course they are, and that's true of all big Chinese companies. It's not like the United States. They don't have independent big businesses in China. They're all arms of the Chinese government. Now, China's President Xi Jinping has called COSCO, and we're quoting, the dragon's head for China. What did Hunter Biden make for doing this? About 180 grand. Now, we know most of this because of reporting from Hunter Biden's laptop, which now everyone admits is authentic, but for more than a year, you were not allowed to talk about the story, and now maybe you understand why. It wasn't protecting the feelings of Hunter Biden's family or making fun of his drug addiction or seeing pictures of him with M&M stacked on his private parts, yes, whatever. It was about China, and that's why the media portrayed it at the time as a conspiracy theory. Watch. Begin video clip. Peter Strzok, former chief of FBI counterespionage section. When you look at this computer store owner in Delaware who allegedly received Hunter Biden's laptop, that is more in line when you think about somebody who's a useful idiot. That's kind of the entry point that is kind of, again, a classic indicator of the potential presence of disinformation. Casey Hunt, MSNBC news host, right-wing media has been focused on Hunter Biden. This laptop that intelligence officials have warned is likely Russian disinformation. Nicole Wallace, MSNBC news host, law enforcement is actively investigating whether the alleged Hunter Biden emails are linked to any foreign intel ops. Jason Johnson, contributor, Thegrio, the story is preposterous. So, we're supposed to believe that Hunter Biden, in a drunken stupor, dropped off his laptop in, I guess, in apparently a QAnon repair office. End video clip. Carlson, so again, having been a rich country for over 100 years, Americans are not trained to think in geopolitical terms. We're not trained to think in terms of which country is more powerful than which other country. Who makes the decisions? Who's in charge? That's the way China thinks of everything. And so this story intersects with the single biggest story taking place generationally in the world, and that's the rise of China and the decline of the United States, and the Biden family participated directly in that shift of power from the United States to China. Now, in 100 years, this will all be very, very obvious. But in the meantime, do not be distracted. This is not about Hunter Biden arguing with a hooker about how much crack is on the scale. This is about our leaders, the Biden family, and not just the Biden family, selling out America, including its most precious assets, to the Chinese government. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.